isn't? I mean, those who are 40 aren't thinking that. But let me tell you, she just said something very interesting. She said, try something new. She didn't say she wants to just give up.
She's going to stay with NBC and do some interviews here and there. But for the most part, she's not waking up early in the morning to do 3 hours of the Today Show.
Got to tell you, I worked for many years with Hoda, and she is the real deal. And now with Jenna Bush there, I love Jenna just as much. They're just, the two of them are tremendous. The only thing I don't like about them is they're on against us.
Damn them.
True.
But anyway, all the best to Hoda.
Yes. So let's move on. So this is going viral. We all have that dumb friend that says, hey, I dare you to do this. This one friend said, hey, why don't you get a tattoo and give it to yourself on a roller coaster?
What a great idea.
Listen to this sound.
Give yourself a tattoo on a roller coaster.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Ah! You didn't finish it. We gotta go again.
Bro, I can't do that
again. Oh my god! Oh my god!
I love it, bro.
When did you do that?
On the roller coaster, just like 5 minutes ago.
The things we do for TikTok.
I wonder what that looked like.
Yeah, I'll show you a picture later. Mm. All right, so this is going viral as well. I didn't realize this. I played a ton of Nintendo growing up, but back in the 80s and 90s, did you know they have a call center in case you're having trouble with the video game? You can call that up and they can be like, hey, all you have to do is just do this.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Nintendo Power. It was a magazine, and then they had the helpline. Yeah. Yeah. You call and say, hey, I can't get linked to wherever.
And do you remember the cheat codes?
Nintendo Power?
Yeah. All right. Well, and then a call center.
Yes. Here's a little video clip of that.
Gameplay. Hi, Nintendo. This is Craig. How can I help you?
Yes. I was want to inquire about The Legend of Zelda. I was wondering how you go about getting the white sword.
Okay, so you're looking for the white sword in Zelda?
Well, I know where it is, but I can't get my hands on it.
Which quest are you in?
The first quest.
Okay, well, you know where it is.
Yeah, right.
All right. What you need to have are 12 heart containers.
Right.
And that's the only thing.
Okay, I've got 12.
Well, then you should be able to get it. You just walk up and you present yourself to the gentleman, and he'll give you the sword.
Oh, my God.
And the guy and the guy on the phone is playing video games as he's answering people's questions.
Hey, yeah, so Nintendo call center. Yeah, I'm down in the basement. I'm asking, how can I get my mom to bring me a peanut butter sandwich?
I'm playing Tetris right now. I'm not having trouble with the square.
I live down here.
Yeah.
All right. So Danielle the other day was talking about how Hollywood homes are being overtaken by squatters. Mm-hmm. So here is a news report. Listen to this guy. His name's Richard Franklin. He sounds like a James Bond villain describing what is going on in his neighborhood right now.
This is a sign of utter decline of a country, city by city by city. It's everywhere. We accept the unacceptable. And if you accept the unacceptable, mankind can get used to anything. We'll be used to this. Nobody's going to stop it. Nobody cares. If you think they care, you're wrong.
Well, he's got a point.
Just his voice alone. That's what intrigued me. And then let's talk about some music that just dropped last night. Lil Durk, he's turning a new leaf and starting over with his life right now and putting out new music with that. This is called Turn Up a Notch.
I'm thinking you happy, but low-key you doubting me. I had to turn up a notch. Sleeping on porches, I sailed off the balcony. I had to turn up a notch.
And then finally, our Lady Gaga previewed this last night. This is called The Joker.
There you go.
Yeah.
The Gaga. Thank you, Garrett.
You're welcome.
You're a good American. Yeah. Yes. And again, our love to Hoda at NBC.
Yes.
And people are still saying, hey, Spencer Sutherland, who was appearing on your show a little while ago and performing, yes, you need to see him. He's going on a world tour. All things Spencer Sutherland, of course, online. Go do a Google. His album, The Drama, is already on pre-sale. You already ordered it?
Yes, I ordered it. There was already like 5 songs, I think, that's already dropped. So, and there's a bunch of songs on this album.
And Gandhi went and hung out with him for a minute.
He's amazing.
He is pretty amazing.
He's great. I just wanted to know all about his life and, you know, where he's from and what he's doing. And he lives in L.A. and he loves New York. And I can't get over how good his voice sounded so early.
It's crazy. It's
awesome. Spencer Sutherland.
He should hire us because we are going to be his... You know, his PR people.
Oh, yeah.
We're the best PR people.
we won't lie to him.
Yeah, we'll be honest.
We'll be honest with him. He said he's having a problem with that.
Let's do it. Yeah, well, yeah, no, he does. Yeah. You know, if you didn't hear the interview, you should listen to it. Because we actually had some great moments with him.
He's awesome.
Anyway, yeah, if he needs more drama in his life, hire us.
Please.
You think?
And Sharon! Woo! Love it.
The Mercedes-Benz Interview Lounge.
Here we go. Alicia Keys is here.
Yeah!
Mercedes-Benz has an SUV for you. Whether it's the stylish GLC, the compact GLA, the three-row GLS, or the GLE and GLC plug-in hybrids. Visit MBUSA.com for special offers.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Frasier is back. Dr. Crane is ready to turn his attention to nobler pursuits, giving back. Stream the new season now exclusively on Paramount Plus. Head to ParamountPlus.com to try it for free.
iHeartRadio, music you should know, featuring Paul Russell and Meghan Trainor. Slip In.
Why don't you love me? You said I'm funny. Guess not enough, babe, cause I keep on slipping through you. You want a girl, man. You want a wedding band. Girl, that's in your hands. Cause I keep on slipping through you. Slipping through your fingers through my hair. You like to braid it.
Ghost me, leave me on red. Well, I'm the one who's waking up in your bed. I'm the one you brag about to your friends. So why can't I call you my man?
Custom stations with iHeartRadio. Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
pressure on, but I can't let it burn. And I just hope she know that she the only one I yearn for. More and more I miss her, what will I learn? Didn't give her all my love, I guess now I got my payback. Now I'm in the club thinking all about my baby. Hey, she was so easy to love, but wait, I guess that love wasn't enough. I'm going through it every time that I'm alone, and now I'm wishing, wishing she'd pick up the phone. But she made the decision that she wanted to move on, 'cause I was wrong, and now I'm thinking about her. Somebody put your hands up and had it gone, and you wish you could give them everything, everything. Say if you ever love somebody, put your hands up. If you ever love somebody, put your hands up. Had it gone, and you wish you could give them everything.
Thank you. Z100 Morning Show.
Were good.
Oh, so good. Amazing. We have eaten a lot this morning.
I know, and I'm going out for lunch with friends today.
I don't know.
I've lost a few pounds, and I just... I know, but are you like me? If you lose a few pounds, you're like, oh, well, screw it. Let's go have lunch.
Uh-huh. Right, you don't want to lose things. I got
get them back.
You got stuff to play with.
Yeah. No, exactly. Exactly. I got a little wiggle room in there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's wiggling a little too much. You know what I'm saying? You know what? I guess we're getting, closer to the end. We have a phone tap on the way. This and a good phone tap today, by the way, Scary.
Thank you.
But any closing remarks? Anything we need to, like, get ready for? Any guests coming up soon?
Tomorrow?
Nate, are you there?
I'm here. Yeah, we have big announcements tomorrow.
Oh. We can say what the announcements are, can't we? It's the Jingle Ball schedules.
I say do it now.
Well, you know me.
How much trouble would we get in if we did it now?
It's kind of funny because... Well, we record stuff earlier in the week that's supposed to play back later in the weekend. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, we already announced it. We can talk about those names that we announced. But wait, no, that hasn't played yet. So we get confused.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We did record a bunch of stuff.
Exactly. So we can't talk about it.
No.
So we are going to attend 3 Jingle Balls, as we do every year. We're doing Z100 Jingle Ball New York. We're doing Q102 Jingle Ball in Philly. Mm-hmm. And we're doing Y100 Jingle Ball in Miami.
Yep.
So we have 3 different Jingle Balls to announce, and all 3 of them have some of the same artist, and then all 3 of them have unique artists as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about the big announcements tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yay.
So that's exciting.
Yeah.
What else do we need to do on our class announcements?
Mm.
Remember they used to make class announcements?
Mm-hmm.
I think we should send everybody to pre-order Spencer Sutherland's new album.
Yes, a good
comes
idea.
Out in October.
Yeah, yeah, it's coming out next month. Yeah. It is called The Drama.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and if you're in New York, you want to join us at Blood Manor. All the proceeds mm-hmm. go to St. Jude for our haunted house where we are in the house scaring you. Please go to z100.com/scare.
Yeah.
And take a trip here to the New York City because we love you here.
And all proceeds go to St. Jude Children's mm-hmm. Research Hospital. Yep. Hey, that was a great idea to have Spencer Sutherland all dressed up in like spooky garb at Blood Manor with his guitar.
He would love that.
Strolling around and singing.
Uh-huh. That'd be so cool.
Today is National Pancake Day. I think you pretty much know how to deal with that.
Yeah, I'm going to do IHOP for dinner at my house.
Oh.
The top five most popular pancakes: buttermilk, blueberry, chocolate chip, original, and then banana.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would think original was number one.
I would think so, too.
See, buttermilk is sort of original to me.
Yeah. Right?
Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah, no. Buttermilk is buttermilk pancakes. It has more of a tang to it.
Yeah, you're right.
I love banana pancakes. Anything with some tang.
Mm. Okay.
Have you ever made muffin pancakes?
What's that?
So I make muffin pancakes all the time so that breakfast is easy in the morning at home. So it's a little muffin pans, and I mix the batter like you would for pancakes, mm-hmm. put them in the little muffin tins.
You have to flip them.
Yeah, and then I put like chocolate chips, sprinkles, banana, strawberry, and then I put them in a Tupperware.
That's genius.
It's delicious.
What, Nate? Speaking of tang, do you guys remember tang?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. The astronaut drink.
They said they drank it on the moon. Did they, though?
I don't know if they did, but I drank that stuff all the time.
Wasn't there a commercial? Like, what was the commercial for that? It was like a famous commercial.
It was a tang commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I remember, like, it was like, it's. I can hear it in my
head.
Scary.
Do we have the tang commercial?
No. I only remember a commercial for Capri Sun.
They didn't have Capri Sun on the new moon, did they?
No, they did not.
Okay, well, that's the only commercial you remember out of all the commercials.
There's only one, Capri Sun. It's great tasting fun when you punch open one.
I don't remember that.
It's a TV commercial.
I'm looking up.
Well, Tang's been around a long time.
Yeah.
Since the beginning of time. Where would we be without Tang?
I'm going to look up Tang. Do they still make Tang?
I don't know.
Sure they do. I mean, we're surrounded by Tang every day.
Yeah, it says, according to July 12th, 2024, Kraft Heinz sells Tang in North America.
Huh. Who needs Tang?
I think Tang is one of those things that in the big shelter when the world ends and they have like the one little cave with all the people in it, I think Tang's in there.
Is it?
I know.
Tang and maybe
there are so many people today that love Tang so much, they would go to that shelter for a little Tang.
This is interesting. Tang is sold in 35 countries and it's most popular in Brazil, the Philippines, and Argentina. Trying to keep going from that.
I'm sorry, Scary. What?
I drank High C. My mom gave me Hawaiian Punch, but I never had Tang.
Did you have the Sunny D?
Sunny D.
Oh. You know, it's kind of funny. I've had more Sunny D than I've had Tang in my life.
Tang continues to be
used. You're not a fan of Tang.
No. Froggy, what about you? Tang or Sunny D?
Oh, definitely the Sunny D for me.
Really?
I took you
as a Tang lover.
I thought you were a Tang lover, too.
My grandma used to make Tang by the pitcher.
Oh my God, crummy Tupperware
pitcher with the weird flower on it.
Big old crummy grandma Tang.
Oh, my gosh.
Grandma's Tang.
In case you care.
It
was over 50 years ago that Tang was introduced to the astronauts, and it continues to be used to this present day.
Elvis, I'm guessing you don't like Tang.
I don't. I'm a Sunny.
That's obvious.
I put my foot down right now.
Cloudy D, Sunny D, whatever.
I like Sunny D. I love the D. All right. What else do you want to talk about?
More food puns?
I don't know. Some puns going on.
No, none.
Tang does exist.
Oh, the Tang commercial was the karate. Remember the karate monkey? From back in the day.
Don't remember that one.
Yes.
What's scary?
We have a Tang commercial that's just coming
out. Oh, here, this just in a Tang commercial. God, it doesn't seem like it needs marketing.
Right.
Seems like Tang just kind of sells itself.
I think
it really
so.
Does.
Here we go.
Algebra cutting into your beauty sleep?
The intense orange taste of Tang will blast you out of your high top.
Not exactly a morning person.
Dare you try the out-of-control orange taste of Tang with breakfast? Tang and more Tang for a bigger orange blast. Vitamin C, screaming orange taste. Tang, it's a kick in a glass.
See, that sounds like Saturday morning commercials.
Yeah, does. Totally does.
Yeah.
Sugar water. That's what
they were selling Tang on Saturday morning commercials? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, which for kids.
Well, it does say it's not really good for kids on the thing I just read, but okay.
Really? Grandma let us eat Tang. I mean, drink Tang. Sorry.
You know what you could do? Just open it up. Open up the Tang. Just lick your finger and put it in there. Just eat it off your finger.
Yeah. Oh. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I've done that. Yeah. Turns your finger orange, though.
Rub it on your gums.
Yeah, rub it on.
Anyway, so enough of that. We talked about Tang for 10 minutes.
Yeah. A lot of good information there.
We think we pretty much got it all done. I think we checked off all the boxes today. Let's go. The three things we need to know from Gandhi. You want to talk about our mayor? Is he resigning?
Let's talk about it.
I hear he's not resigning. I hear Mayor Adams is refusing to resign.
I heard the same.
He says this is just a witch hunt. Mm. He has been indicted on some charges. He says he is totally, totally not guilty of. Mm-hmm. Let's wait and see. So what do you have going on?
Federal agents carried out a search of his home, his official residence, as of this morning. Prosecutors are preparing to announce the details of a criminal indictment against him. Several agents showed up around 6 a.m. at Gracie Mansion. A lawyer for Eric Adams said that they were looking for his phone, which was also seized last year by FBI agents. Adams and his campaign have been under investigation since 2021 for allegedly conspiring with the Turkish government for illegal donations. Hurricane Helene is now a Category 2 storm with 100-mile-per-hour winds, according to the latest update from the National Hurricane Center. The eye of Helene is now sucking up the warm water of the Gulf and taking aim at northern Florida, with a life-threatening landfall expected later tonight. There are evacuations in a lot of areas, so if you can prepare, if you even have time to prepare at this point, do so. If not, get out. Froggy, would you like to add anything?
I know they're saying the storm surge from this storm as it continues to strengthen would be unsurvivable at 20 feet above sea level.
Wow. Yikes. Oh, my God.
That is terrifying.
Frightening stuff.
And finally, pet food is being recalled over possible salmonella and listeria contamination. The FDA says it discovered the presence of these bacteria in products from Answers Pet Food and Darwin's Natural Pet Products during sample testing. Both salmonella and listeria can cause severe illness in animals and humans. So if you have those brands, get rid of them, get online, see if they have been recalled, and those are your three things.
Thank you, Gandhi.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
With Wendy's Breakfast Burrito is everything you want for breakfast. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, bacon, or sausage, all rolled up into one warm tortilla. Want the boss of breakfast burritos? Gotta be Wendy's at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Popping bottles.
I'ma make it fit. Girl, I keep it gangster. Popping bottles at the crib. This is how we live. Every single night. Take that bottle to the head and let me see you fly.
Bottles in the ice, like a blizzard. When we drink, we do it right. Getting slizzard, sipping scissor in my
hands up. Make you put your hands up. Put your hands up.
It's that 808 funk.
Make you put your hands up. Make you put your hands up. Put your hands up.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Yeah, I could use a dream or a genie or a wish to go back to a place much simpler than this. Cause after all the party and it's smashing and crashing, and all the glitz and the glam and the fashion, and all the pandemonium and all the madness, there comes a time where you fade to the blackness. And when you're staring at that phone in your lap and you hoping but them people never call you back, but that's just how the story unfolds. You get another hand soon after you fold. And when your plans unravel in the sand, what would you wish for if you had one chance? So airplane, airplane, sorry I'm late. I'm on my way, so don't close that gate. If I don't make that, then I switch my flight, and I'll be right back at it by the end of the night.
Can we pretend that airplane in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that
the days before this was a job, before I got paid, before it ever mattered what I had in my bank. Yeah, back when I was trying to get a tip at Subway, and back when I was rapping for the hell of it. But nowadays we rapping to stay relevant. I'm guessing that if we can make some wishes out of airplanes, then maybe, yo, maybe I'll go back to the days before the politics that we call the rap game. And back when ain't nobody listened to my mixtape, and back before I tried to cover up my slang. But this is for Decatur, what's up, Bobby Ray? So can I get a wish to end the politics and get back to the music that started this? So here I stand, and then again I say, I'm hoping we can make some wishes out of airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
I'm like, you're like my best friend, but you don't know me, so I love you so much.
Elvis Duran.
And the Z100 Morning Show.
New York's number one hit music station.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment that you captured, just let it slip. Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity, oh, there goes gravity. He's so mad, but he won't give up. That is, he know he won't have it. He knows his whole back to these ropes. It don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant, he knows when he goes back to this moment. this hole that is gaping. This world is mine for the taking. Make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to postmortem. It only grows harder, homie grows hotter. He blows, it's all over. These fools is all on him. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows he's grown farther. From home, he's no father. He goes home and barely knows his own daughter. But hold your nose, cause here goes the cold.
Dear Elvis Duran, my mom Sandra just leased a brand new... I love the smell of a new car. Wouldn't it be great if you called her up from finance and gave her hell about her lease? It's the last thing she would want to hear on the phone. By the way, mom has never heard the phone tap. She'll never see it coming. All right, this email comes to us from a devious Rich playing a phone tap on his mom. Scary's going to play the part of the finance guy. The guy Rich is going to be listening in on the phone. Rich gets involved later in the call as Sandra's co-workers try to blow the whole thing. You'll hear it all. Such drama in today's phone tap.
Hello.
I'm looking for Sandra. Meet your voice, please.
Speaking.
Hi, how are you? This is Marty Lippman, Northeast Regional Manager of Accounts Receivable here at Federal Direct.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing?
Good.
You recently made a purchase at Federal Direct. I'm looking here.
Yeah.
The Smoke Gray 2004 Capstone, correct?
It better been a 2005, because that's what I signed for.
Is it a 2005?
It better be.
That's neither here nor there. You signed a 36-month...
Well, you better make sure that this is a 2005, because that's what I signed for. I mean, if you're telling me it's a 2004, somebody ripped me off.
This is in my paperwork here. It says 2004.
Well, then somebody better straighten that out.
Okay, I will have that checked right after this conversation, if you'd like. Now, you gave us a $2,500 down payment, but we still haven't received the other $2,500.
What other $2,500, sir? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, it's a $5,000 down payment, ma'am.
Oh, no, that ain't happening. Nope.
Well, we can make that happen really quick, actually, with just a touch of a couple of buttons here.
Well, no, you can't, because that's not what I signed for, and I don't know who you are.
Well, don't you read the contract, or are you just so concerned about jumping into your vehicle and driving off the lot?
You're starting to annoy me, because I put $1,700 down on that car.
Listen to me. Just contain yourself. we have to raise you up to 450.
No, you're not.
Yes.
No. Let me call Ford, because I don't know who you are.
They have nothing to do with this matter, ma'am.
Let me have your name and number. I'm calling my attorney.
Your attorney? What are you getting your attorney involved for?
Because I don't know who you are. You're threatening me. I want your
name. Okay, blah, blah, blah. We're going to be sending over a couple of officers to take your car away from you this afternoon.
Oh, no.
We're coming over. You live at 743.
No.
Yes.
No, I just want your name and your number so I can call Board and find.
Do you live at 743?
No, I do not. Can
740...
I have your name?
No, don't lie to me. 740.
Excuse me.
Excuse you?
Excuse me. May I have your name and phone number, please?
Okay, my name is Marty Lippman.
Hold on, Marty Lippman.
Okay, listen to me. Do you live at 740?
No, sir.
You're skirting the issue.
No.
Okay, you're skirting
the
issue.
No.
Yes, you are. Skirting.
No.
Skirting. Hello. Skirting here.
No.
Yes.
Will you just let me finish, please?
Let me put you on hold a second.
No, I want your phone number.
No.
Yes. This guy's threatening to repossess my car because he says I owe him $5,000. I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about. He won't give me his phone number.
Hello. We're going to have some people over there to pick up your car.
No, I don't understand this, sir.
Or I could just go ahead right now and charge your American Express card. Yeah, let me go ahead and do that, and then we can start.
No, you're not. You do not have my authority.
Well, Shazam, look at that. I just gave myself authority.
No, you do not.
I'm going to edit.
It's the end of this conversation. Goodbye.
Okay.
Wow.
Hold on a second. You're going to talk, okay?
Okay.
Did she?
Mom, what the hell's going on? Why do you keep calling me?
I got a phone call from a Marty Lippman from Peter. It says I owe him $5,000 more, and he's harassing me, threatening to bring the police over to the house tonight and take my car and put me in jail.
Holy crap. What, did you get his name and number?
He won't give me a phone number.
Then what are you supposed to do?
There's nothing to do. I just have to wait and see. All right?
Okay.
All right.
I'm hearing every word you're saying, by the way. I'm tapped into your phone.
Who is this? Who is this?
Is this her son?
Yeah, this is her son.
It's the guy.
I have your credit card too, man.
What is going on?
I have no idea what's going on.
I've tapped into the system. I have all of your information.
Sandy, hang up on this guy. This is a phone tap.
Mom, I don't know what's going on here. I'd like to know, though.
They played a phone tap on Richie, you're a bad son.
Who's this lady?
That's really Richie. Low, Richie. That's really low. Your mom's having a heart attack over here. Richie? Okay.
Yeah.
Who is this man on the phone?
I don't know.
Richie, I think it's time to tell her. It's Scary Jones when you've been phone tapped.
You are dead.
Oh, boy.
When I get my hands on that boy, he's dead.
Are you okay, Mom?
He's 6'4", I'm 5'5", but I can still kick his damn ass.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap, only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. The Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Comedian Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yes.
The day I do a radio tour, my neighbors are sawing down their house. It's like it couldn't have been worse timing.
Listen to the Brooklyn Boys Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Frasier is back. Dr. Crane is ready to turn his attention to nobler pursuits, giving back. Stream the new season now exclusively on Paramount Plus. Head to ParamountPlus.com to try it for free.
On your ways, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Street's not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away. OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray. That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like you so.
Strength and guidance. All that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting.
We got no time and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Let me love you. Let I need to have a lot of energy.
Elvis Duran, like every day on my drive to work.
And the Z100 Morning Show.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why half his clothes went missing. My body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation.
You guys always do such a great job at helping us.
78 westbound crawling in Union. There is a debris spill. This is by exit 52. That's the exit for the Garden State Parkway. It's going to be...
Wasting tonight.
so sick of that phone.
I'm so sick of that.
Fruit and sex is all in the atmosphere. I'ma let T-Pain sing it so he can make it clear.
Are you in a newish relationship? Have you said I love you yet? Or have they? All right. There is an amount of time that they say, if they don't say it in this window, they're not the one for you. We're going to get into that coming up.
New York's number one hit.